Welcome to Morsi Therapy. My name is Brian, and welcome on this Sunday. I appreciate you tuning in, and if you're not and you're listening to a delay, that's good too. If this is your first time on here, I am not, opposed to what it actually says, Morsi Therapy. I am not a therapist in any way, nor can I give any kind of advice or am capable of doing such. But, looking at the podcast or the title of the podcast today, you can see my favorite gift. I'm sure that if you are listening and you have gotten and you want to post in the comments your favorite gift you've ever gotten, drop it down and let me know what your favorite gift that you've ever gotten, whether it be for Christmas, whether it be for a birthday, graduation gift, or whatever it might be. Just drop it down in the comment and let me know. So, my gift, one of my gifts I can remember, I've gotten lots, kinda, sorta. But one that stands out that I can actually remember, I had to have been right at probably 10, 11, 12. And it was probably one of the only gifts. I may have got something small with it, but the only gift that I did get was a BMX bike. Now, this bike was, I think this was probably one of my first new bikes, no less. But this bike was black, and it was, had gold trim. The rims were gold. The had gold accents to it, and it was an amazing bike. Had front and rear brakes, and everything about it, even smelt new, if that's even possible, seeing as you're not, you know, like a car where you're inside your vehicle and you can actually smell the newness. But that was the best thing I ever had. One of the most amazing and rememberable gifts that I've ever had. And I took that thing everywhere. I rode it everywhere. I was proud of it. You know how you get to where you're, you know, you clean it after every use and, you know, you just make sure that you keep it maintained. Nobody else can touch it. Nobody else can ride on it. And I was very excited about that bike. It seemed like I could ride faster. It rode faster, which, you know, is only up to the legs that's pushing it, I guess. But it rode faster, it rode nicer, it rode more comfortable than any other bike that I've ever had. It was amazing. But it was like anything else. After a while, the newness wears off. Just like, you know, having a car. You're thinking, man, if I could just have this car, what I would feel. I'd feel great. I would feel amazing. You know, I got this car, everybody be envious of you. I've never thought about that actually with any of my gifts, but I know there's some people that think that, you know, if I can just have this car, I can get noticed. If I could just have this house, it would be so much better. I could have life if I had a little bit more money, you know, whatever the idea of a gift might be. But with that being said, I, like anything else, it wore off. The newness wore off. You know, just like a new car, the newness, the smell wears off. So that, you know, at that time in my life, I had always, I guess through life in general, I always had this thing to where I was always after the next best thing. I was thinking, you know, if I could have this this gun, or I could have this four-wheeler, or I could have this car, that it would make me happy. And nothing did it. No matter if you were looking at more money, you know, if I could just have this promotion and get this much higher, get noticed, get respect, I never had, it never gave me any comfort or completion inside as a person, not for me. Now, I'm sure there's people that, you know, are exactly, you know, completely excited about their job, and there's nothing anything wrong with that, or they're happy about the money or the wealth that they have, or the cars that they have to drive, or even the house they have to live in. And all those things are great, and those aren't bad things to have. But sooner or later, to a certain degree, I'd imagine, like everything else, the newness wears off. And when the newness wears off, you know, you're kind of left with what's the next best thing? What's the next, you know, in some cases when you're younger, what's the next best girlfriend? What's the next best, in some cases, next best spouse? But the answer is there is no next best. We're always after something better, something that we think is going to make us happy. And it seems to never end up that way. But I always had a feeling inside like, you know, I was put on this earth for a reason. I wasn't sure what it was. I was thinking that climbing the corporate ladder, making it to be one of the big bosses in the company, making me felt like I have made it, I've arrived, I've been complete now, that, you know, once you get to that status, and I found out quickly that none of that stuff actually mattered. Yes, you get to the next level. Yes, you get to the next pay grade. Yes, you get to the next part in life. And, you know, nothing ever made me happy. And then it came to a point to where I realized why I was made on this earth, or what I was made to do, or what I was here to do. And a lot of things, especially in my life, seemed like I had to learn stuff a lot later. Like I was slower than everybody else learning. You know, like when you're in high school, you know, you're about to graduate, you know, what school you're going to go to, what college, what profession you're going to be. And everybody else seemed to have that figured out. But I never had that figured out. I never had that to where, you know what, as soon as I get out of school, this is what I'm going to do, bop, 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 bop. And I've always been, you know, for myself, and I, as I tried new things, new cars, new foilers, new people, nothing ever seemed to satisfy it. I always had this whole, felt like I've always had something missing, could never figure it out, until one day that, you know, I was listening, going to church. I've always been raised in church, always went to church, been raised in church, and knew that, you know, even though you even go to church, doesn't mean, you know, you could still go to church and still feel like that you're not complete or you have everything figured out. And it came to a point where, you know what, that God actually made me for a reason and a purpose. And he has a purpose and a reason, not only for my life, but for everyone's life. And what you choose to do with that. Now, you could sit there and have your own route that you want to take. You could have your own, you know, you want to go to this school, you want to go to this college, you want to do this, you want to live in this state, you want to go here. But I never had that. And then that one day that it dawned on me that, you know what, maybe I should think things out a little bit better than I have been, and maybe I should go a different route. So getting to that, I kind of, still for the longest time, I didn't know why I was placed on this earth. But after a while, after doing a lot of praying about it, and even coming to a point to where that I found out that I needed something. I needed something other than what this world could give. And it ended up being the best gift of my life. Best gift I've ever had. Best gift that keeps on giving. Now, is it a perfect day, or is it a perfect life, or is it a perfect year? No. Nothing's ever perfect. But the day I asked Jesus to come in my heart, it did change everything. Now, just automatically, did I stop, you know, being somewhat of a hot-tempered person back in the day when I was younger? No, it didn't stop. I mean, that's something that you do have to learn over time, that God helps you with. But yeah, it was a time in my life to where I had tried everything that there was out there that the world had to offer. I couldn't figure it out until one day I did figure it out. And that was after asking Jesus to come into my heart and to save me so I could have a purpose, so I could point others, you know, just like this podcast. This podcast, you know, a lot of people say think that it's probably to get more followers, it's probably to get more subscribers, it's probably to get more maybe revenue, which I have absolutely, I get absolutely nothing because I'm not pushing any of this. You know, we are on YouTube, we are on Facebook, we are on social media, but that's only to get my podcast out, not that I want to be popular or famous or anything like that. There's, this podcast only has one reason for me. Well, yeah, it has one main reason for me, and that's to point people to Jesus. That's the only reason for this podcast. The things other than that, I get to learn along the way. I love tech, so I got to learn how to do tech stuff. I got to learn about, you know, different equipment, different microphones, different cameras, different lighting, different everything. And so, yes, that is a bonus to the podcast. That would be my bonus because that's stuff that interests me. But my main reason, my main goal is for this podcast to do nothing but point people to Jesus. Even if it was just one person that it contacted over a certain amount of years and it touched and it changed their life, that would be the only reason for that. And I do not want any praise or any glory for it or anything. I believe that only goes to God and God to Him alone because I can't save you. I can't change your life, but He can. I know that from personal experience. I know that He can. So my favorite gift of all time was salvation, the gift that God gave me. He gave it to me for free. It didn't cost me anything. So I'm going to go over that gift with you on how you can receive it. Doesn't cost a dime, cost a little bit of a few moments. And then you get to, from that day forward, you get to have a life, a conversation, a relationship with God from this day and forward, if you choose to accept them. So, all right. So, yeah. Okay. So let me put this up here. Okay. So let me do this. Okay. So, and right here, I got it up on the screen. Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. So, that's basically self-explanatory. There is no one in this world that's righteous or good enough to go to heaven or good enough to make it to heaven. We've got it in this world nowadays to think that we are, you know, as long as I'm better than this person, it doesn't matter. You're still not good enough. No matter if you save 100 lives or you do whatever, it's still not going to be good enough to make it heaven. So my next verse I have up here is Romans 3:23. It says, for all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. And that kind of alludes to what I was saying just now, is that no matter what you do, no matter what deeds that you do, or what you try to do, or how far you try to take it, or the money that you give away to the homeless, or to save people, it's still not going to be good enough. Okay, so the next one is Romans 5:8. It said, but God showed his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So even though we're sinners, God loved us enough to send his one and his only son to die on the cross as payment for our sin. Okay, and then the next one is Romans 6:23. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the wages of sin, your sin, the sin that you're born with a sin nature, is death. Basically, that's basically all you would get. So if you didn't accept Jesus in this life, as soon as you passed away, you would end up in hell. That's what the Bible teaches us. That's what the Bible says. So it says, for the wages of sin is death. It says, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So God has given you a way. He made a way by sending his son as a free gift for you to receive and to go to live with him one day. It says in Romans 10:10, it says, for with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame, will not be put together. So if you accept Jesus to come into your heart and to save you, now keep in mind that, you know, you just don't wake up one day and say, hey, you know what? I feel like I'm going to get saved. I'm thinking I'm okay, but you know what? I'm just going to add this on my resume and just think that I'm going to go to heaven. That's not the way it works. The Holy Spirit, God, has to draw you and convict your heart. And when he draws you, that's when he's speaking to you, just like right now. You think by watching this or listening to this podcast that this is an accident. This is no accident that you showed up today and decide to either first time listen to this podcast or watch this live stream and you think that was by accident. There is no accident. So let me switch to the next verse for you. So the Romans 10:13, it says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So that means if you call out to Jesus, knowing that he died on the cross, he died for your sin, he paid for your sin debt, and that asking him to come in your heart. So with that being said, with that being said, let me read to you. So if you're saying to yourself, you know, I need something, I've been looking for something, and you just showed up on this podcast and you don't know why you listened to this. You thought that, hey, maybe it give me a gift for Christmas this year. Well, it can give you a gift for Christmas this year, but it also can give you eternal life. So with this, this is the kind of the closing of the podcast. This is the kind of the closing of and wrapping it all up. So if you pray this prayer and you mean it and you sincerely mean it and ask Jesus to come into your heart, that means after you leave this earth, one day you will go live with him. Okay? After you leave this earth, from to be absent from here, to be absent from this body, is to be present with Jesus. So as soon as you pass away, if you're saved, you're going to be in heaven one day. So this is the sinner's prayer. So you can repeat this after me. And if you're interested in accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, it says, dear Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins. I repent of my sins. I invite you to come into my heart and life. And I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now, I may have said that a little bit too fast. So if that's the case, make sure I'll leave this up on the screen. That way you can pause it right where it is. And you can, or you can play this back, either way. But that way you can say this in your own time. You said as after I get through watching this podcast, I'll say it, whatever it is. But if you do, and you did ask Jesus to come into your heart, please let me know. You can drop me an email on, or even on this podcast, you can actually say I've made a decision, and you can put it in the comment. But you can drop me an email at morseytherapypodcast@gmail.com, and I would love to hear from you. So with that being said, I'm going to close this episode out. I appreciate you taking your time and listening to us, and I will catch you on the next episode. Thank you.